At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Off and rolling on this Monday morning edition of the Daily Tip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Denton Day filling in for Jax. In a few minutes, we'll get to the NFL playoff picture. It is forming as we have, five games left in the regular season for most of these teams. And then I feel like I had to double and triple check this. The Chicago Bears are the number one seed in the NFC. With the Rams' loss yesterday, the Bears are now tied for the best record in the NFC at 9-3. And they actually hold the tiebreak over the Rams' best based on their best win percentage in conference games. So you look at this, you're like, whoa, are the Bears for real? And then you look at the odds, which I feel like on this show, we trust them a lot because there is a reason. They have all those bright, shiny buildings in the desert. And the Bears right now sit at 16-1 to win the NFC Championship. So do you think the divide is that big between the Bears' record and their seed and their chances of winning the NFC Championship game?
Absolutely. Yes, I do not watch the Bears and think, that's a great team right there. Wow, what a number one seed in the NFC. That's a championship kid. I have not said that a single time in watching them, and there's no amount of shirtless Ben Johnson content that is going to make me change my mind. Was it lit in the locker room after that one? Yeah, it was lit in the locker room after that one. But you played a Philadelphia team that hasn't been able to find its own rear end in weeks on offense. They're a bad offensive football team. The Bears are basically Broncos of the NFC in that they've gotten a bunch of wins over some really, really bad teams and then somehow squeaked one out against the Eagles. That's one thing that both of those teams have in common. Denver had a crazy comeback. The Bears just beat them down because offensively, Philadelphia sucks. And Jalen Hurts was not the guy that people told me he was this offseason. I never believed that he was a top five quarterback. Some people told me he was. Where is he? He's not a top. If he's a top five quarterback, it's a bad top five in the NFL right now. So I do not trust the Bears because I still don't trust their quarterback. Caleb Williams has gotten better. He has improved, but I still don't look at him and say, this is a great championship caliber quarterback. So that 16-1 is very much a smart number for Vegas for Chicago.
Yeah, and it feels like we've seen this template in years past where teams have these great records, like maybe not the best record in the NFC, where they win all these close games by a tight margin, and then they get to the postseason and it feels like, the fraud alert is on and they lose in the first round. We saw it with, I think it was the same year where it was the Vikings and the Giants, the year that Brian Daboll was named coach of the year, and they won all of those tight games. And so I think a good metric to look at for some of these teams were like, hey, so they have all these wins, but how dominant have they really been? Like if you look at Chicago and average scoring margin, they sit in 16th place in the NFL. So their scoring margin is plus a half point. To put that in perspective, Seattle has the best scoring margin in the NFL at 11.1 points per game, which means how many points are they winning these games by? Are they close? And I understand sometimes you can pad these numbers against bad teams, but still, to have a 9-3 record and only have a scoring margin of plus a half point, I think there's your fraud alert there when you see those type of numbers for a team that's been winning a bunch of close games.
Yeah, so you just said you can pad those numbers against bad teams. Well, Chicago has played a bunch of bad teams, and they're not padding the numbers. So that's like the perfect amalgamation of the point that you're making there. I mean, I'm looking at them. They're literal just on the season difference is plus six, which compared to like Philadelphia, who's not very good, they're plus 21. Seattle is plus 133 in differential throughout the course of the year. Los Angeles is plus 124. I mean, what is Chicago going to do when they have to match up against a team like Los Angeles, where they're good at every position? Now, I know it wasn't the best week for them against Carolina. It was the one game where Matt Stafford didn't play like the best player in the world, and Bryce Young has really come into his own a little bit. But Los Angeles is good at every single side of the football, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. I think that's the one thing that has been very much in the Bears' favor, is they have run into not just bad teams, but a lot of teams that have made a lot of mistakes. And the good teams in the NFC don't do that very often. So I don't know that Chicago will be able to hang. Like, even if, you know this, I'm not a big Sam Darnold guy in the postseason. He's had a good season this year. There's no doubt about that. But I still have some question marks about him in the postseason. What are they going to do when they see Sam Darnold in the postseason? He'd whoop up on this Bears team. That Seattle defense would whoop up on Caleb Williams. It would be a bloodbath. So I'm still not a truster of the Chicago Bears. They're going to have to do a lot. Honestly, they're going to have to win playoff games before I start to trust that they can win playoff games.
It does feel like they need to get to that next level before. Like, I always feel like it's almost like a stepping stone where you have to at least make the playoffs and, like, win a playoff game before you can go deep in the postseason. But it's such a wonky year where it just feels like the circle of trust is very small. And all these teams that we've been leaving the light on for, like the Chiefs, like the Ravens, and even the Lions right now, if the season ended today, like, they'd be on the outside looking in when it comes to the postseason. Because at the end of the day, like, when I look at teams who I think can win a Super Bowl, when's the last time we had a really young quarterback win a Super Bowl? Like, I'm looking at all these teams, and I know it's been like the Chiefs a lot of years. So, like, obviously Patrick Mahomes is not a young quarterback. Maybe look at the Eagles, but like, the Eagles went to the Super Bowl and lost a game, you know, with Jalen Hurts. So again, that experience is there for Jalen Hurts, a relatively young quarterback, even though I hate even saying that. But then you look at the standings of this year and how many young quarterbacks are in the mix this year, where we have the Broncos and Bo Nix, we have Drake May and the Patriots, to where you say to yourself, okay, if there's ever a year where a young quarterback or an unproven team in the
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Postseason has a chance to win a Super Bowl. Maybe this is the year.
And I would trust Drake May significantly more than Caleb Williams or Bo Nix right now. It would be a full circle moment if Caleb Williams, who was, he was dragged through the mud, I think that's fair to say, by the media this offseason with a bunch of stories coming out from sources that had allegedly been inside the building last year that maybe weren't inside the building. Some might still be inside the building. It's the good old-fashioned anonymous source, which we all love. But he got his name dragged through the mud this offseason, so that would be a nice turnaround if he can not just win the division when they were, you know, pretty big underdogs to the favored Lions and Packers, especially once the Packers got Michael Parsons. It'll be, it would be a great story to see that kind of turnaround for Chicago and him being the one to be the first young quarterback. I mean, when you mention young quarterbacks, the last like true young quarterback to win was Mahomes when he won it for the first time in what was a second year starting, but year number three. You know, Burrow got there in year number two with Cincinnati, but they haven't been back because of the monopoly that Patrick Mahomes has had on that game. But the next few games for Chicago is going to be the big time test. You get Green Bay this weekend. You get the Browns, that's not going to be a massive test, although Myles Garrett, you know, could be potentially breaking the sack record, which is wild to say out loud, but he had another sack this weekend, so that's 19 for him on the season. You get the Packers again on schedule to be December 20th. That's a flex spot. That's a Saturday, but that's scheduled for December 20th. Then you get the Niners and the Lions. So you get four really good teams and the Bear and the Browns in your final five games. Like, that's going to be really tough, and that's going to decide the division. You know, if you drop one, even if you just split with Green Bay and lose to Detroit, if you drop, you know, two out of those three divisional games, you're not going to win the division, and all of a sudden, because the NFC is so strong, there might be a 10-win, 11-win team that's on the outside looking in.
Right. I think that's the tough part for the Bears, is that you might not even win your division. Like, even though you're standing right now as the number one overall seed in the NFC, like, we still have five games left. And like you mentioned, a lot of those are divisional games where you have a very tight race in the North, where the Bears are standing at 9-3, the Packers at 8-3, and the Lions at 7-5. So if you're wondering to yourself, you're like, okay, well, what is the playoff picture? So as for now in the NFC, the division leaders are the Bears, the Rams, the Eagles, and the Bucks. I would imagine those probably stay the same, even though the Panthers certainly have a chance in the NFC South, which is something that I cannot believe that I am saying. The wild cards, if the season ended today, are the Seahawks, the Packers, and the Niners. In the hunt would be the Lions, the Cowboys, and the Panthers. Over in the AFC, division leaders are the Pats, the Broncos, the Jags, and the Ravens. Wild cards right now, Chargers, Colts, and Bills. And that's right, if the season ended today, Kansas City would be on the outside looking in. Let me ask you this, Denton. How long are you leaving the light on for Kansas City? Like, we're in December now.
Yeah, the light's off. They have to win out. You know, at 6-6, you have to win out to get in. There are too many teams that are ahead of you. Is it possible that Kansas City could win out? I would say yes. They still have Patrick Mahomes. Would I bet my hard-earned American currency on it? No. Houston is playing much better. You know, they got a big win this weekend with C.J. Stroud back. Kansas City plays them next. They then play the Chargers who have already beaten them, and they're going to be competing for a postseason spot, a very rare scenario where the Chargers will actually be trying to hold off the Kansas City Chiefs. Then you get the Titans. We're going to call that one a win. Then you get the Broncos. The Broncos could, if they haven't clinched the AFC West at that point, they could clinch at that point. And then you get the Raiders, which the Raiders will be a win. But those three games with the Texans, Chargers, and Broncos, those are three teams that can not only bolster their own playoff position, but then play spoiler to keep the big bad devil that is the Kansas City Chiefs and their quarterback in Mahomes, but to keep them out. So the light is off. The door might still be unlocked, you know, but the light is off.
Well, I think a parallel discussion for that, I think a lot of people are leaving the light on for the Chiefs and saying, okay, if the Chiefs just make it into the postseason, there's still a way for them to win the Super Bowl. But right now, here's a bet that I'm eyeing and maybe some food for thought as we go into break. You can bet over at BetMGM which conference is going to win the Super Bowl. The NFC is minus 130. The AFC is plus 110. I think I know where my money is, and it's going to be on the NFC. All right, coming up next, we recap our biggest betting lessons from Sunday Night Football. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.